So there's a lot of different ways that the federal government has sort of infused money, or that even state government has infused money into local communities. You know, for the city, the public agency, the city, not necessarily the community as a whole, because there's been a lot of tools that have affected the community, but for the city government, I would say there's a few early on. The state of Kansas relaxed some requirements related to their disbursement of or the use, which they oversee, of some federal CDBG money. And that allowed us to make some very low interest loans to qualifying businesses. Those had to be 51% of their employees meeting low to moderate income standards. And we were able to do that and get that money out in the community. We dispersed all of those funds, which was great, because we were sitting on about $500,000 of that that, you know, frankly, was pretty hard because of the requirements to loan out. And so it was a great time for that. It came in useful. That, you know, teamed up with, you know, PPP money that people were applying for, you know, kept some places operational and kept some people employed. You know, early on, we received notification of the Federal Aviation Administration putting out relief money as part of that first federal package that came out of stimulus money, and City of Garden City received approximately $18 million available to it, which will accelerate our capital project out there related to the terminal, and certainly put us in a situation where one, we'll have a very nice facility, and the facility that we've been aspiring towards, but also, you know, in the event of emergency situations or screening situations, we've got an appropriately sized terminal for the traffic that we have. During this emergency response, one of the first conversations we had with Finney County Health Department is, how are we going to set up and handle the ports? You know, so you've got roads coming in, and we're talking about travel, people coming in and out like that. You know, your airport is an entry point as well as an exit point for a tremendous amount of traffic on a daily basis. So, you know, being able to do some screening setup, hold in place if necessary out there, and understanding the manifests for the for each of the flights and those types of things. So that will certainly be helpful, and there'll be a long-term benefit to the community for that.